This conference is being recorded.
Thank you. bless you. Hallelujah.
All glory and honor and praise. All glory and honor and praise. I welcome you this morning to 6 a.m. prayer. This is Pastor Wanda Marie Bailey, and I'm praising Jesus. I am praising Jesus with, he's just developing such a praise in me. I hope he's developing it in you if you didn't have it before. I'm sorry, I didn't have it, what he's doing in me now. But he is just developing such a praise in me. Yesterday was, for me, such a really bad day. And I have to, the Lord, he told me what to do. He said, listen to the place of the 6 a.m. prayer. And I tell you, I was in such a bad way from the moment that I woke up in the morning to give him praise. And I gave him the praise that he teaches me to do. And then I listened to the playback. And I don't know what God did in that prayer on Saturday morning. But if you haven't listened to it again and again and again, I encourage you to go and listen to the recording of that prayer. The number to listen to the recording is 616-347-8099, and you put in the same access code that you did this morning, 514163#. I listened to that prayer. I looked at the report. Excuse me. Either 5 or 6 times yesterday. And I listened to it just before I went to sleep. I had the phone in the bed with me. I don't know what God did with that prayer, but several of the disciples suggested that I make it into a DVD. I mean a CD. But there is some power on that prayer that, yes, I'm not saying all of them weren't powerful, but Saturday's 6 a.m. prayer was so powerful, and it carried me through the day. I can't tell you how messed up I was yesterday, but it carried me through the day. And then today I woke up with such strength, And because today is a major day, I've got some major ministry things to do today, and I asked God yesterday to give me the strength, because I promise you, I could hardly walk yesterday. But today, I woke up with such strength in my mind, because the battle is in the mind, and strength in my physical body. And see, if your mind is stayed on God, He'll do all the rest. So I praise you this morning, Jesus, because even when I woke up this morning, oh, I said I woke up with strength. That was not true. I woke up with all kind of physical attacks and pain in my body. But I did my praise to you, and it went away. That's what happened. It went away. And so this praise is so important, Jesus. And so I do praise you and the Father, and I bless the Holy Ghost. I thank you for your power. I don't know what you're doing in my body and in the body of all these people, but I praise you. You said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. You said, praise me continually in the midst of every situation. I thank you, God, that I praise you. I exalt you. I praise you in the midst of the pain, and I praise you. I don't know why, and it's no sense in getting angry, because the anger rises up, but what is it going to do? I have no answers for what I'm going through, God. I have no answers for what I went through when you took me through that consecration. So many days, God, so many days of not eating, so many days of not even passing waste out of the body. So many days. Oh, God, I have no idea, God. I only know, God, that you direct my life, that you are in charge, that you are in charge of my life, not me. That you are, oh God, that you are the one I look to, that you are the one who I call upon, that my eyes are upon you, that my mouth form and fashion your name, God, that you are the only one that can help. I thank you, God, for all the medicines out here and the doctors and the people, the medical people, God. I thank you for them, God. But I thank you, God, that I'm beyond that now, God. I'm in a place where only you can save me. I'm in a place, Holy One, that if you don't save me, I won't be saved. If you don't save me, it won't happen. And I know it, God. I'm in that place, God, where Job said, Father God, yet if you slay me, yet will I still serve you. I'm in that place, God, where I've even asked you, God, can I go to the doctor? Can I do this? I get no answer because you've got me in a place, God. You've got me in a place, and I don't even understand it yet, God. I don't know if I'll ever understand it, but I thank you, God, that your strength and your power are being made manifest in my life. I praise you that, oh God, your will is my will, God, and that you're using me in some kind of way that I don't even know. You're using me, God, hallelujah, for your purpose and plan. I decree, God, hallelujah, that you strengthen me, God, hallelujah, that your blood, the blood of Jesus, the pure blood of Jesus is in my blood. Hallelujah, that your blood, Father God, feeds my veins, and that your blood feeds my cells, and that your blood, your pure blood, the blood that one drop of that blood and the enemy must flee, your blood restores my body. Your blood strengthens my body. Your blood, hallelujah, oh God, corrects every wrong, reverses every curse. Your blood, and not only me, I decree, God, in all these people that are on this prayer line with me and connected to me, even if they're not on the prayer line in any kind of way, God, hallelujah, even the body of Christ, for we are one with you. We are one. Hallelujah, God. We are no longer the old man. We are no longer the individual. We are no longer the person that we used to be, God, but we are one in you. Hallelujah. Therefore, your blood is our blood. Your sinew is our sinew. Your joints are our joints. Your mind is our mind. Your heart is our heart. We are one with you. Oh, God, I thank you. Yes, we are Jesus, hallelujah, in the flesh. And the more we submit, the more we submit to being to who you are in us, God, the more of us the more of us that just dies. The more of our, oh God, physically, mentally, emotionally, the more of who we think we are just dies. Oh God, and a greater degree of you manifests in our lives. A greater degree of you manifests. A greater degree of who you are, Jesus. Hallelujah. For that's who we are. We are Jesus walking on this earth, and you are Jesus in heaven, and you and I and all of these, we are one. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. No, the world can't know this. The world doesn't even understand this. We tell this thing to somebody, even somebody who says they're saved, but they're not walking in that salvation. They can't understand this, that you and I and these are one. And the Father, if we are one with you, then we are one with the Father and the Holy Ghost. You and I and these and the Father and the Holy Ghost, we are one. I thank you, God. I say it again because it's so comforting to say it. And I thank you that I can say it. I thank you that I can say it with confidence. I thank you that I can say it with an assurity. I thank you that I can say it, God, with a love. And I can, oh God, you and I and these, hallelujah, Jesus, you and I, and all these, God, you and I, oh, God, do you feel it in your belly? It feels so good to be able to say that we be one with the eternal one. We thank you, Jesus, because you made it happen.
Hallelujah. We thank you. You made it happen for us, Jesus.
You made it happen. Your sacrifice, your suffering, your denying your Godhead to lay it down so that you could be wrapped in that, as the song said, the sinful flesh, to come and be that sacrifice for us. You made it happen. And so for that, we are and will be eternally grateful. There is no price we could pay that could compare to the price that you paid. And so I stand in the gap for myself and all these people, God, praying with us this morning, and all the people of the whole, oh God, even the whole earth, because you died for even those that hadn't been born yet. You died for those that had been born. You died for every one that would come into the body of Christ and every one that has, oh God, rejected you. Yet you still died for them. What God would do that? All they have to do is call upon your name and they will be saved. You died for everyone. And so I take this communion on behalf of myself and all of the people, God, in remembrance of your mercy, of your steadfastness, of your boldness, of your courage, of your conviction, of your love, your desire to bring us back into the fold of the Father, no matter what. That was your desire. That you would do that thing to bring us back to the Father, to please the Father because you love him so much, that you went and gave yourself for us all. I thank you for this communion. That was another thing I did yesterday. He had me taking communion like I must have taken communion 3-4 times a day yesterday. God is doing something special, unique in us as we do this 6 a.m. prayer. I encourage you to stay the course. I encourage you to, if you know people that are praying with us at 6 a.m. and maybe they've fallen off, to come back, I encourage you to get more, bring more into the prayer. There is something very special and unique happening in this 6 a.m. prayer. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I bless this cracker and I bless this juice. Just shadows. Just a shadow to remember you by. But the remembrance is in our hearts. The remembrance is in our hearts. In our minds and in our hearts, we remember you. We remember you today. We remember you, your strength, your power, your steadfastness, your love, your sacrifice, your faith in what Father told you, and you believed it and went to the cross and died for it, and the Father is not a man that he should lie, and he raised you back up. Hallelujah. You believed it. You believed it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us have the faith of Christ. Let us have the faith to believe like you believed. You believed the Father when he said he would raise you up. You believed him when he said that you would be the sacrifice. The Holy Ghost had to have told you that as you were growing up. And you believed it. You believed that that's why you were put on this earth. You believed it, Jesus. And you did it. You did it. And God did not disappoint you. He did not disappoint you. You even laid down yourself. You allowed yourself to be separated from the Father by that sin, by the sin of us all. You believed. You believed. And you acted. You believed and you did. You believed. You didn't just believe and do nothing. You believe and you acted on your faith. how lonely you must have been. How lonely you must have been. Oh, God, cut off from God because of the sin. Never having been cut off from God before. How lonely you must have been. But you believed. You believed what he said. You believed in his promise. Help us, God. Me and all of these, even those in the body of Christ and even the whole world, to believe on Jesus like he believed on you. Help me to believe on you, Jesus. To believe. To believe. I thank you. We need to believe on you, Jesus. Not just say we do, but to act on it. To be willing to give ourselves. You said, love not your life unto the death. We ought not to love our lives so much, God, that if we had to give it up, we wouldn't do it. We ought not to love our lives so much like that. But it's hard, God, because we came through this world and we took on the sinful ways of man such that the lust of the flesh is more important to us than you. But you said we are children of God. We love not our lives unto the death. Help us, God, to believe like Jesus believed. Help us to believe on Jesus as he believed on you. That you would raise him up. That you would purify him. And none of that sin was his. Yet he took it anyway, because he believed that he was the sacrifice for the whole world and all generations to come and those that have come. He believed, God, that there had to have been something in his mind and in his heart, God. He believed. I thank you that today, Holy One, we take this communion in faith and belief, God, that Jesus died for us so that we could call you Daddy, so that we could no longer be enemies of the state, but we could be sons and daughters of the living God, that we have access to the throne, no longer going by the blood of bulls and goats. I hear that Israel is reestablishing sacrifice. I feel for them, God, but because that's the only way they're going to get it. But who can keep the law? That's what Paul talks about. Who could keep the law? Only Jesus kept the law, and he did it for us. I thank you for this communion, God. I thank you for this communion prayer. I didn't know that's what I was going to do, God. But I heard you say, take communion. So I obey you, Holy Ghost, because you run this prayer. You tell me what to do. You know what we need. You know what I need. You know what all these people need, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you happen to have, those of you on the prayer with me, if you happen to have elements, certainly you can take them with me if I'm taking communion. You can take out your little cups, and if you have them, take them with me. There's no rule that says you only take communion once a month, or you take communion. I take communion when the Holy Ghost tells me to take communion, which, like I said yesterday, was 3-4 times a day. I thank you, God, for the prayer this morning. I thank you for the praise and for the prayer, God, and for all of these that joined and lent their synergy, their anointings to create a synergy. Dr. Hunt talks about the synergy. He talks about the synergy, God, that is created when all the different souls and spirits of people come together to praise you, come together to pray, come together to worship you. I decree that there is such a special synergy, God. Even in this prayer hour, this half an hour prayer, God, that you created, that you, Holy Ghost, are weaving such a tapestry of power. And that when we leave this prayer, we don't really leave the prayer because the power that has been created is with us. And I decree that every person, God, whether they are actively on this prayer, God, or listening to it in the playback mode, I decree that every person, God, walk in the power that has been created by these prayers, God. And it's not only the power that's created when we pray, but it's the buildup of the power from the previous day and the previous time and the previous time. As a building up of the power. And I decree, God, that we see explosions of that power in our lives today. Oh, God, I have a business meeting, God, with one of the people that I minister to, God, and I ask for your blessing upon that meeting today, God. And all of these, God, that might have meetings that they have to go to today and participate in, and oh God, major decision things that have to be done, God, that you would bless for the victory. You said that, oh God, the work of our hands is blessed. You said that every place where our feet tread is blessed. Yes, that's what you said, Father God, that you would bless us, God. Hallelujah. You said you would bless us coming in and bless us going out, God. I want to read this prayer, this opportunities prayer for everybody today, God. Because we need to know, God, that we are blessed by you. If it's not no, you need to know that God has blessed you every day. And you need to confess it. You need to say it. You need to say it. You need to say, I'm blessed every day. You need to say, God blesses me. I am the blessed. I am the seed of Abraham, and I am blessed, and God blesses me every day. You need to know that. You need to confess it in the face of everything that's happening in your life right now. Hold on, please. In the face of everything that is happening today, you need to know that God has blessed you. It's his promise. It's his word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the forgiveness of my sins, the sins of my armor bearers, governors, treasurers, disciples, prayer partners, prayer warriors, personal aid drivers, business managers, and corporate staff. Interns, ministry members and staff, advisors, housing staff, and all of our families and loved ones, and all the people who support my ministry in any kind of way. We thank you for the forgiveness of the sins of my spiritual leader, Dr. Lord Michael Hunt, and his loved ones and ministries. And we thank you for forgiving the sins of my partners and those who are partakers with me and their loved ones and ministries, including Pastor Benny Hinn, Dr. Bill Winston, Brother Gary Carpenter, Pastor Melissa Scott, Dr. Mike Murdoch, and Pastor Gregory Dickow, as well as the sins of the whole body of Christ, wiping them away as far as the east is from the west. We thank you that as we daily come before your throne and repent, humbling ourselves, falling on our face, see our sin, and cry out to you for forgiveness, and turn from the way we were going, and we return to seeking your face, that you hear, forgive, and heal our land. which means that going forward, you continue to correct, restore, and prosper our lives. For you correct those that you love, and a wise man seeks correction. We thank you that we walk before you with a humbleness and a repentant heart and mind always. For you, Father, give grace to the humble, but pride goes before the fall. Let us not fall, Father. Father, establish holiness upon us, that we be holy to you. For you said that without holiness no man shall see God. We pray, Father, that we know you, not just by experiences, nor just by the reading of the word, but we know you by the beat of your heart. For your heart and our hearts beat as one. And because of this, we pray that we come into an even deeper revelation of your love, the love that never fails. We thank you for the opportunities, the open doors that no man can close. Cause our minds to be filled with your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, giving us the witty ideas and inventions that you promised us as we walk, keeping your commandments and statutes and laws. We prosper coming in and going out. Every place where our feet tread, we possess. The wealth of the wicked and the disobedient is transferred into our hands, and whatsoever we do in you, God, you cause to prosper. Blessed are we in the cities that you send us to, and blessed are we in the countryside that we walk in. Blessed are we, even within the strength of our bodies, casting off every vain imagination and every physical attack of the enemy. Blessed is the food that we put into our bodies, that because of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, it has made us free from the law of sin and death. Blessed is the produce of our ground, the soil of our hearts, our souls, and there is increase in our assets and all that we own. For we, Lord, command your blessings into our bank accounts, our financial accounts, our storehouses, and in all to which we set our hands to. And we, Lord, command that we are blessed in the land in which you have given us. We stand in agreement that our enemies who rise up against us are defeated before our face. They shall come out against us one way, then flee before us seven ways. And you said, God, that when a man's ways please you, you will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. Let our ways please you. As we keep covenant with you, Lord, you open your good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to our land in its season and to bless all the work of our hands. Yea, we even lend to many nations, but we do not borrow. For we, dear Lord, are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. And as long as we heed the commandments of the Lord our God, we walk in a place of great power. For the Spirit of the Lord speaks to us, and your word is on our tongue. We are in total synchronization with you, Lord. Your ways are our ways, and your thoughts are our thoughts. Your heart is our heart, and we know and yield to its beat. Guard us, angels, on every side, keeping us in the way that we should go. Your word, Father, Jesus, who is the Word made flesh, is now sealed by the precious Holy Spirit in our minds and hearts, so that no weapon formed against us, especially within our own minds, will prosper. Help us, Holy One, to not miss your plan and purpose for our lives and for the work that you have for us to do where we are now and in the future. We, whom you have called to pray for me and ourselves, command the works of our Father's hands, both heaven and earth and hell, to line up with the will of God for our lives. We praise you now, Father, with all of our being, knowing that you have set everything in motion in place to manifest this prayer. For you, Father, already knew we were going to pray it because you ordained it before the foundation of the world. So it is already done, and we stand in agreement with me and decree that the word says that no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And each soul that told the Lord before the foundation of the world that they would help me accomplish my assignment on this earth must come forth now according to the will and the timing of the Father who will raise him up in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Holy One. Even as I was praying, you said, you're praying to the people, but speak to their spirits. You're speaking, speak to the spirits of the people. Father God, I decree that our spirits responded to this prayer. Our spirits have responded to this 6 a.m. prayer. Our spirits are strengthened today. And our spirits, oh God, our spirits have authority over our flesh. I thank you, God, that our spirits have authority over our flesh. And our spirits, Father God, cry out, Abba, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for this prayer time today. We will listen to the playback, God. We will go out and speak to people about this prayer today, about listening even to the playback. Just call and listen to it. Get strength from it. Get, oh God, we will, Father God, value this prayer and your word. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you today.